In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Tonight we have two other subjects in the series of Follow Me. We started the series of Follow Me, which is an order from our Lord Jesus Christ, and we made it like 9F. We put it on titles starting by the F. And tonight we have two titles, Favor Laboring and Fishermen. I'll try to be concise and short in order to help you to have some time questioning if you have any questions or comment. Let's start by favor laboring. In order to follow Christ, you have to understand the virtues, the ideas, which move always in the mind of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, once St. Paul said that we have the mind of Christ. نَحْنُ لَنَا فِكْرِ الْمَسِيحِ. One of the major points in the mind of Christ is that he prefers to make efforts for others than relaxation. He cannot sleep or have his time for rest when anyone is in pain. So this is the mind of Christ. This is his way. This is his example. So in order to follow him, we have to think this way. We cannot go just for relaxation while others are suffering. We cannot easily do it. Once happened that somebody came to him. It happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, Lord, I will follow you whenever you go. With the first look, you know, we may imagine that this man is perfect. He is ready to follow him wherever he goes. But actually he is not so. He is not that ready. He likes to be proud of himself, to show himself as a perfect servant, but he is not the one. That's why Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. By saying so, he means that, look, you cannot follow me if you think of having rest. You cannot follow me if you just think of being famous. You cannot follow me if you think of what gain you will gain out of this following. But you know, you will not even think when and where you will sleep. So this is the mind of Christ, that the idea of sleeping never comes to his mind. When and where he will have his rest, it's not a priority in his mind. The priority is the salvation of people, the benefit of others, not himself. So this is the way he thinks. That's why this one was not the good one to follow him. You know, there is another explanation of this answer. Some fathers of the church said that this man have foxes in his heart and have birds in his mind, flying ideas, being famous, making miracles. So he told him, you have foxes, you are not pure in your heart and you are not pure in your mind. Actually, you want to gain of this following me many benefits, but this is not the way. If you are going to follow me, you should understand that you are losing all time. So by following Christ, we are losing, but we are gaining Christ himself. We are gaining the kingdom of heaven. But on earth, in the mind of people, we are always in a losing state. Another important verse, the Lord said in Matthew 16, for whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. by losing life, that means you do not care much for your safety, your fortune, your body, your everything. You think just how to serve and whom to serve. Starting by the motives of loving to labor. How can we favor laboring? How can we gain this item in our build-up, in our spiritual growth? إزاي الواحد يوصل إنه يتركب التركيبة دي؟ يحب يتعب. It's not easy. لأنه الطبيعي أنا أحب أرتاح. الطبيعي أحب أنام. الطبيعي أحب الناس تسقف. فمش طبيعي إن أنا أحب أتعب يعني. Favoring labor. How can we gain this thought, this virtue? First of all, let's follow him. Imitate our Lord Jesus Christ. As St. Paul said, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. When you put Christ in front of your eyes, when you focus all the time on him, how he was spending his days, how he was preaching the word of God, how was he reacting to any event, any problem. So when you focus on him, you can easily gain this idea. You will follow him in favoring labor. You will like to give your effort to anyone, not to sleep. It happened in Matthew 26, he came to the disciples and found them asleep and said to Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? As if it's strange in somebody who followed him 3 years that he could not watch him just 1 hour. This is not usual for the servants, for the followers. It's easy to spend the night praying. It's easy not to sleep, not even to think of sleeping. But for St. Peter, he could not. That's why he was blamed. The Lord said to him, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour? طبعا الكلام ده بيتقال لنا كل يوم. لما الواحد يكسل في صلاته أو يستخسر مجهوده في الخدمة, المسيح يقول لك يعني غريبة, أنت مش قادر تسهر معايا ساعة, مش قادر تتعب معايا ساعة, ده أنا مت على الصليب, ده أنا اديت عمري كله, ده أنا ما استخترتش ولا دقيقة, فأنت إزاي بتحسبها بالطريقة دي؟ ففي طبعا kind of blaming to any follower if he cannot just watch with Christ at least 1 hour. In order to imitate Christ, let's focus on our theme of this series. In Mark chapter 8, he had called the people to himself with his disciples also. He said to them, whoever desires to come after me, to follow me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So we need to deny ourselves, and this was the first subject, if you are following me, that you have to forget yourself. We call the self-denial, just forget yourself. And then take up your cross. Taking up the cross, be ready. Be ready to labor. خليك جاهز للتعب, خليك متوقع التعب, خليك مستعد للسهر. لتكن أحقاءكم ومنطقة مصابيحكم موقد. لكن تبقى دايما بتدور على الراحة مش هتنفع, مش هتنفع تبقى فولور. شعار فولو مي ما يمشيش مع واحد زيك, لأنه المسيح ما بيفكرش كده, مش بيعرف يفكر هياكل امتى وينام امتى. فلو انت بتفكر هاكل امتى وانام امتى, مش هتبقى تابع, هتبقى ضيف. اهلا وسهلا, اعمل لهم ميدة وصرفهم لو عارفين قصة بنطونس. انما مش هتنفع تبقى فولور. عاوز تبقى ايفانجلست, if you like to be a real follower of Christ, you need to think his way. You need to forget yourself. So you need to forget when and where you are going to sleep, and when and where and what you are going to eat. Another important motive to favor labor, that you love the cross. When you love the cross is the symbol, is the example, is the icon of favoring labor. Christ chose to be crucified. He could die in many other ways. He could choose for himself any other way of to be killed, I mean. Like stoning, like with the sword. كل الحاجات دي أسهل. كونه يترجم ولا يتقتل بالسيف أسهل طبعا. إنما he chose for himself the cross, and the cross was very painful. 3 hours of severe agony, and before this many hours of psychological pain, because it's very much psychologically يعني hurt. الموضوع مؤذي جدا نفسيا, العري والبهدلة والعار واللعنة, كل ده موجود في الصليب. ده غير بقى المسامير والشوك إذا الموضوع كان تعب, دي كلمة قليلة. But he chose the cross. So if you love that cross, you will like to be in pain for Christ. You will enjoy doing effort for him. You will يعني prefer to be hurt or to labor for others, not to have your rest. I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So being crucified with Christ means that you are ready to suffer. You are ready to labor. You can enjoy spending hard time with the Lord on the cross for his people. فالواحد ممكن يتمتع انه تعبان, وانتوا جربتوا الكلام ده على فكرة, بس ايه على قدكم. لما بتبقوا في ميشن بيبقى المتعب يوم متعب قوي, وتبقى رجلك بتنقح, وتبقى بقالك يومين ما نمتش, بس غالبا بتبقى مبسوط. طبعا ده تشجيع من ربنا, لان في وقت تاني هتاخد على دماغك. انما لو اتبرمجت صح هتتعود, وهيبقى الصليب قصاد عينك, فمش هتعرف تريح. عشان خاطر الصليب هتلاقي نفسك لا, الراحة موجودة والتعب موجود, بس التعب هيجيب ناس, الراحة هتضيع الناس, لا خلينا نتعب. البابا شنودة كان دايما يقول للكهنة, الكاهن اللي عاوز يتعب هيريح شعبه, والكاهن اللي عاوز يرتاح هيتعب شعبه. الكلام نفسه على الخدام. For an evangelist, if you like to enjoy relaxation, your people will go to hell. And if you like to save your people, you will forget about rest. Again, in Galatians chapter 6, God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. There is no way to boast except by the cross. And it happened in the words of St. Paul in the second letter to Corinthians, that he boasted with the pains, with his sufferings. لما بولس مرة اضطر يفتخر, قال هفتخر, وابتدى يحكي ايه. احنا فاكرين ويقول عملت كم معجزة وفتحت كم كنيسة وعملت كم رسول من تلاميذي, لقينا بيقول اقول لكم هكلمكم في ايه, في الاتعاب, في الاصفار, في الاسوان, في الميتات, في ايه اللي انت بتقوله ده. الليستة كلها تعب. ما قالش خالص achievements, credits, لا, ما قالش خالص الحاجات اللي ايه تدي مجد. هو ممكن يقول لو عديت يطلعوا كذا الف معجزة, ما فكرش كده. في الاتعاب اكثر, في الضربات اكثر, في السجون, في الميتات. يبقى هو كل اللي بيعده عشان يفتخر بيه تعبت قد ايه. يبقى الفكرة واضحة عند بولس. Again he said, for I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. So you need to focus on the cross in order to follow Christ. You need to forget yourself and you need to favor labor. You need to choose by your free will to be crucified. And you are happy being crucified. Another important motive how we could favor labor is to concentrate on the fruits. When you see it clearly that the fruits, the outcome of our service needs effort, labor, you will love to be in pain. You will love to suffer for gaining these souls. يعني لو الفكرة واضحة في ذهنك ان التعب يجيب نفوس لا نتعب لازم تحب تتعب ليه؟ تعرف يعني ايه نفوس؟ يعني واحد منهم كان هيبقى في جهنم بيتشوي على طول انت هتنقله الملكوت ايه شوية التعب اللي هتتعبهم النهاردة مهما تعبت يعني يجوا ايه جنب نفس واحدة هتنقلها من الهلاك للخلاص فلو الفكرة واضحة قوي هتلاقي نفسك حبيت التعب وتخاف من الراحة. In order to follow Christ we need to favor labor. عاوزين نميز التعب عاوزين نحب نتعب هو ده المنهج اللي نمشي وراء المسيح فيه. He will, the hard working farmer must be first to partake of the crops. So the farmer and the hard working farmer especially he will enjoy partaking of the crops. يعني اكتر حاجة هتنسي التعب لما يشوف الثمر لما تشوف نفس واحدة بتتعمد او انسان واحد بيعرف المسيح هتنسى السنين اللي تعبتها لانها حاجة غالية قوي حاجة كبيرة قوي ده اكتر واهم من تعب امه في ولادته لان امه ولدته عشان يعيش 100 سنة على الارض يعني انت ولدته ملايين السنين للسماء فيعني ما يجيش حاجة في تعب الولادة العادية. Another important verse. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. So the reward is always parallel to the labor. الأجر دايما متناسب مع التعب. لو الحكاية دي واضحة you will love to labor. هتحب تتعب لأن الصورة واضحة يبقى قلنا ثلاثة موتيفز لغاية دلوقتي أول واحدة أنت بتقلد يسوع ربنا يسوع بيموت في التعب محبش الراحة اثنين أنت بتحب الصليب والصليب عنوان التعب مش ممكن الصليب يبقى قصاد عينك وتنام برتاح ثلاثة الثمر النتيجة التعب بيكسب ناس للسماء فهتخاف ما تتعبش لازم نتعب أربعة The fourth point is fearing comfort. Actually, the time of comfort or relaxation is the worst time in our life. If you read the Bible carefully, you will find out that most of the big sins, the major sins, happened in times of comfort. When David stopped going to the war for God, actually he made his biggest sin in his life لأنه فضل الراحة فأنت لازم تخاف من الراحة الراحة تجيب أفكار تجيب كسل تجيب فتور تجيب شهوات تجيب عداوات تجيب حكاوي فارغة كلنا عارفين الكلام ده So we need to fear comfort So we need to favor labor and fear comfort This is another motive Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go it by it. So this is only one way, and the only way is very narrow. So you need to focus. The broad one, الواسع, the wide way, is the way to hell. فأنت بتخاف لما تلاقي الدنيا سهلة قوي كده. ولذيذة والأكل كتير والنوم كتير والحكاوي الفارغة كتير اعرف ان انت بالسلامة ماشي غلط مش ماشي صح لا هتنجح في خدمة ولا يمكن تكمل مشروعك انت مع ربنا مش دي السكة انت طلعت برا الخط Again Solomon the wise said once a little sleep A little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. لا دي جميلة أوي. يعني ايه حتة بحتة كده الشيطان يزحلقك يعني. So shall your poverty come. Poverty روحيا كمان. يعني تنام، طب انام شوية، طب ادلع نفسي شوية، طب نص ساعة كمان، طب المنبه يطفي وتقفل 50 مرة. ايوه خلي بالك ده مشروع فقر روحي. ده كده انت الطموح بتاعك عالي جدا، هتبقى فقير جدا روحيا، لان كل الوقت ده رايح من الصلاة ورايح من الانجيل ورايح من الخدمة. So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler، اللي هي يعني اللي بيجري ورا الواحد ده الساعي ده يعني. And your need like an armed man، يعني هتفتقر روحيا، هتلاقي نفسك بقى لا محبة ولا فرح ولا سلام ولا طول أنا ولا عفة ولا كله راح، اتفقرت ليه؟ من كتر النوم. So we need to fear comfort. This will add in our motivation to love labor. Again, when the Lord spoke about John the Baptist, he mentioned that the Baptist was the greatest man ever on earth. But he focused on his labor. He said, you know, what did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? كان بينوه على ايه؟ اللي قاعدين يدوروا على ايه؟ الجلابية النظيفة بقى والايه والقعدة الـ 5 stars وكده. Indeed those who wear soft clothing are in king's houses. يعني دوروا عليهم في حتة تانية. يوحنا المعمدان كان في صحراء مش لابس حتى جلابية، فقير كل الفقر، تعبان كل التعب، بس هو أعظم مواليد النساء. فأنت إيه لما بتسمع كده بتحب التعب، لأن هو ده اللي بيعجب المسيح، وهو ده أنجح كارث في التاريخ. جون ذا بابتست، مشهادة المسيح هو أنجح كارث، مثل أعلى، خدنا عليه محاضرة من سنة لو تفتكر. طيب what are the types of labor؟ يبقى احنا خدنا the motives of labor in order to favor labor, in order to love, to suffer for Christ and his people. You need to imitate God, you need to fear comfort, you need to love his cross, and you need also to focus on the crops, on the fruits. The types of labor, you know, the first is the labor of spiritual struggle. أشكال التعب إيه؟ أول تعب مطلوب منك اتعب في صلاتك، اتعب في إنجيلك، اتعب في سهرك، اتعب في القداس، اتعب في الصوم. لو مش عاوز تتعب في الحاجات دي يبقى القصة كلها you cannot follow Christ. Simply, if you like to relax you are not a good follower. You cannot. سكته متعبة، وهو قال كده اللي عاوز يمشي وراي استعد للتعب، أنا مش بريح حد، لا برتاح ولا بريح. فمن الأول الحكاية واضح، أول شكل من أشكال التعب قبل ما تتعامل مع الناس ولا تبشر ولا تخدم، مع نفسك بتتعب ولا لا. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed striving against sin. So this kind of struggle, striving against sin, we did not do our best. We did not labor enough. So in order to follow Christ, you need to labor more than this. Again, also if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The rule of any spiritual man is to pray, is to spend time with the Bible, is to spend time in the church, is to follow the commandments, is to have a father of confession. Are you going with the rules? Are you doing effort with the rules? بتتعب ولا مش عاوز؟ Another verse, I discipline my body. بصوا التعبير ده انا نفسي تحفظوه. I discipline my body. عجبني قوي التعبير ده لما قريته. بربي نفس، بربي جسدي. Discipline يعني اربي، مش كده؟ يعني بظبط. I discipline my body. And bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others I myself should become disqualified. خايف بعد ده كله يقول لي لا انت اتدلعت، لا انا مش عاوز اتدلع. The second type of labor is the labor of service itself. When you travel, when you have your car driving for many hours, when you do not have good place to sleep on, when you do not have good meal to eat, when you spend many hours playing with the kids just trying to push the idea of Christ the Savior inside the games. So you are doing efforts, the pain or the labor of service. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. So all these done by the shepherd are, you know, laboring. متعبه. الحاجات دي كلها ما هيش سهلة. عشان تشيل واحد وتجر واحد وعينك على كل واحد. الكلام ده كله في تعب. بس هو ده الشغل. هو ده follow me. Saint Paul, when he spoke to the priests in Ephesus, in chapter 20 in the book of Acts, he said, "Therefore watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears." What kind of suffering he suffered. 3 سنين ما بطلتش أجري ورا كل واحد بدموع ترجاه عشان يعرف ربنا. إيه التعب اللي تعبه ده؟ كم واحد يا ترى؟ ما نعرفش الأسماء ولا البيوت اللي دخلها بولس، بس دول 3 سنين ليلا ونهارا. أدي الشغل. This is the way to follow Christ. Follow Christ means you have to love labor. تحب التعب. هو بيحب التعب. دي طريقته. تعب الصلاة والجهاد مع نفسك وتعب الخدمة بتفاصيل. Again, when he mentioned his service, 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. And night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, the city, the wilderness, the sea, among false brethren. كل دي متاعب. وما نمت امتى وكلت امتى. بس he was enjoying this life. He is the man of God. He is the perfect evangelist. He is the one who could follow Christ the way Christ needed. والنهاردة مرتاح ومبسوط وبقاله 2000 سنة. عقبالكم. مش لما تموتوا يعني. عقبالكم لما توصلوا في المكانة دي. لكن السكة كان كلها تعب. يبقى ايه خلي بالكم من حكاية التعب. ثالث نوع تعب الحروب. The labor of overcoming wars. Actually, sometimes one may think, okay, I'm ready to spend some time in prayer and to do effort. And also in service, I'm ready. I'm enjoying putting my effort in service. Wait a minute, there is another bad type of effort. It's the war. It's the struggle against problems. يعني الواحد يقول طب أنا بصلي وبتعب في الخدمة. إيه لزوم بقى المشاكل؟ لا لسه في بند تالت لازم تتعب يا أخويا في المشاكل. تطلع لك مشاكل من الهوا بقى جوه الخدمة. ما هو طبيعي الشيطان هيتفرج عليك يعني وانت بتصلي كويس وتجاهد وبتتعب في الخدمة. هيقف الباشا يتفرج ده يترفد. ده شغلته. لازم يشوف له حل فيك. فتبتدي المشاكل تطلع وما أكثر مشاكل الكرازة أو الخدمة عموما. مرة بولس يقول ايه؟ For indeed when we came to Macedonia our bodies had no rest. But we were troubled on every side. Outside were conflicts, inside were fears. برضو الآية دي مهمة لينا يا جماعة. عشان في ناس بتتخض جوه الخدمة لما تلاقي conflicts. ده طبيعي. ده طبيعي. احكي لكم حكاية. We had Abuna Antonius in this church. Our father, he went to heaven. He was a saint. And once upon a time, قالوا خادم كده جميل. And they had a real problem in one of the journeys of youth. الأتوبيس عطل والناس روحت في نص الليل والأهالي اشتكت وزعقت. This servant came to Abuna Antonio the second day. Abuna, I'm really sorry for what happened. I don't think I'm honest. There were many problems yesterday, so I quit. Please accept my resignation and I'm مش هعرف اخدم تاني.
ابونا بص له ضحك.
قال له if you are not going to تتعب, you will never learn to serve. مفيش حاجة اسمها خدمة من غير مشاكل. قال له كده, مفيش حاجة اسمها خدمة من غير مشاكل. انت شكلك مش فاهم يعني ايه خدمة. ارجع خدمتك على طول. احنا ساعات لما بنخدم متصورين عشان ربنا بيشتغل معانا, الله كل حاجة ماشية سهلة. لو ماشية سهلة على طول يبقى مش بنخدم, تبقى في حاجة غلط. لازم تتكعبل كل شوية, ولازم تتعقرب, ولازم يطلع مشاكل من الهوى, مش من الهوى, مش شطار. فما تتخضش, والمشاكل دي بتحتملها, ده جزء من تعبك. We need to love labor, لازم نحب التعب. وجزء من التعب اللي مش حلو, يمكن تعب الصلاة أرحم, وتعب الخدمة ألذ واحد. وانت بتجري مع العيال ده أكتر تعب مش متعب, وانت بتتعب في الصلاة متعب شوية, لما بتتعب في المشاكل ده أسخف تعب. بس لازم تقبله لأنه ده جزء من رسالتك. فهنا بيقول outside were conflicts, inside were fears. So the labor from outside and inside. Again, St. Paul said, we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life. Up to this, an evangelist, a great apostle like St. Paul, he felt once that he better leave this life. صار واحد عظيم زي بولس الرسول يجي له لحظة يأس ويقول خدني بقى كفاية. ياه, طب انت ايه يعني, البلد مقلوبة عندك والسياسة مطلعة عينيك ولا يفرق معاه؟ ده من مشاكل الخدمة, من احباطات الخدمة, من متاعب الخدمة. جات له لحظة فكر كده, طب يبقى ده العادي بقى. Again he said, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So we are really in trouble. We are always in a struggle. We are always fighting evil while serving. So it's not only the labor of our spiritual life, and not only the labor of the service itself, but also the labor coming from outside, from evil powers. A fourth type of labor is the labor of honesty, being honest. أكتر كلمتين يتوزن عليهم الخادم, أنا بخاف منهم, من هو الوكيل الإيه؟ الأمين, ها؟ الحكيم. Being honest and being wise, these two elements are very much important in evaluation. How much honesty you have, how much wise you were. كنت حكيم قد إيه؟ Because sometimes you are very honest, but you are not wise enough, so you are losing many, although you are honest. And sometimes you are very wise, but you do not want to give effort, so you are not honest, although you think good, you wise. فاهمين؟ لازم يمشوا مع بعض. So very important issue, the honesty, the level of being honest in service. لأن في واحد بيحضر جامد, في واحد بيحضر كده, في واحد بيروح مسافة عشان يزور الناس, في واحد بيستخسر مجهوده, في واحد بيقعد 5 دقايق, في واحد بيقعد ساعة. يبقى هنا كل ده level of honesty related طبعا to your evaluation. The Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season? Being honest, being faithful, you are going to give the needy people what exactly they need. بتوصل الأمانة بالضبط, بتوصل بذمة ربنا, بتوصله بذمة. هي دي الأمانة, بتوصله زي ما وصل لك, فطبعا الأمانة دي بتتحس وبتطلقت وهي دي اللي بتبقى fruitful بعد كده. Saint Peter said in his letter, "The elders who are among you I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ and also partaker of the glory that will be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly. Not for dishonest gain, but eagerly. Not as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. When the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away." This is the honest service. The servant who is faithful, he thinks this way. One day I will stand before God to give him my report about my service, and I wish he tell me how faithful you were. كلنا نستنى كده، نفسنا نقف قدام المسيح يقول نعم أيها العبد الصالح والأمين. كلمة كبيرة تحتاج العمر كله تعب وتحتاج شراحة أبدا. عايز واحد ياخدها جد، ما ينفعش فيها أبدا الدلع. آخر آية أقولها لكم: "By the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." تفضل. اوكي ماشي ساتورة، دي حتة كونسلينج شوية، حتة مفيدة. Being wise, it's not wise to say okay حاضر لكل حاجة، لأنه sometimes you cannot do everything، هتقع في الآخر. And sometimes you know if you say I cannot you feel guilty, and this is another burden which is not real, which is not true. You need not to feel guilty because you said I'm sorry I cannot, because you're really sorry you cannot. فهمي الفكرة؟ يعني لما تبقى فوق طاقتك وقلت مش قادر، الحياة انت مش غلطان وربنا مش هيطلب منك دي. فخلي بالكوا ساعات الشيطان يلعبنا لعبة الذنب، فايه يفطسك بقى خالص، انت نايم والناس بتضيع، ما انا لازم انام في الاخر، المسيح كان بينام برضه. فاذا في وقت لازم هتاخد راحتك شوية شوية، فاهمين الفرق؟ فالاعتدال ده كويس. اشكرك على الاضافة دي. حد عنده سؤال في الموضوع بتاع التعب؟ شريف. Yeah. It's a good question. Is there any leveling or differences between to love labor and to enjoy labor? حتى فلسفة ريتا ها. Usually if you love you will enjoy. Yes. بس ممكن انا قصدت ب love labor accept labor. في الاول بتبقى kind of acceptance. By time you love، يعني في الاول احنا بنغصب نفسنا نصلي، بعد شوية بنحب الصلاة. لو حبيت الصلاة ما بقاش مجهود كبير وانت بتصلي، but still هيجي لك وقت تبقى مش قادر تقف. ف although you love prayer or you enjoying prayer, but it does not mean that you are relaxed. فاهم الفكرة؟ ستيل في تعب. نعم الشريف قول. It's a good point. It's not good to choose the easy service or the light service or the service in which you will be relaxed and you will not carry burdens. مش حلو انك تبقى بتختار الخدمة المريحة، خطر. عشان كده دايما نقول لكم اقبلوا اللي يجي في الاول. ده غير خالص لما تكبر في الخدمة وتبقى بتسأل ربنا ارتب الوقت ازاي. What are the priorities? It has no relation to what's easy and what's not easy. What is the prior? الموضوع بياخد شكل مختلف بعد شوية. لأن ممكن تبقى قاعد مع واحد أنت مش عامل مجهود كبير بس ده تكون priority. فاهم الفكرة؟ فبعد شوية ما بتبقاش بتبص لها هي أنهي متعبة أكتر، لا هي أنهي أهم بقى عند ربنا. لكن في الأول at least مش صح أن الخادم يبقى مش غاوي يتعب. يعني إيه؟ مش لما يقولوا له أقف في المطبخ نظف يقول لي أنا هقول الدرس، لا مش عاوزينك تقول الدرس النهاردة، في واحد تاني هيقول الدرس، ادخل اطبخ او نظف. فساعات تبقى ايه خطر ان الواحد يدور على الخدمة المريحة. حد عنده ايوه شيرين ها escaping no I don't think escaping reality to escape from real life is to favor labor. Usually those who escape out of life they favor relaxation برضو. يعني اللي بيهربوا من مواجهة الحياة، الراهب مثلا اللي بيدخل الدير، سأل أبوك العظيم، لو دخل الدير هربان من الدنيا ما بيستحملش شهر لأن الدير تعب. فإذا كان داخل الدير لأنه مش عاوز ينجح في دراسته أو مش عاوز يسيل مسؤولية بيت أو سايب خدمة أهله، الحياة ما بيعمرش في الدير لأنه الدير مش هيقولوا له كل ونام. فهمتوا الفكرة؟ فبرضه مش هينفع. I don't think it's kind of escaping real reality. No, I don't think so. لأنه الخدمة متعبة ساعات أكتر من the usual life. يعني put in mind following Christ you will suffer much more than anyone following any other idea in life. يعني احنا بنختار بإرادتنا الشقة، بس الشقة دخلنا السم، كسبنا نفوس، دانا كراون. وسام آخر سؤال conflicts. يعني لا أنا مش بقول لك حب المشكلة هنا، عشان كده أنا قلت عليها أصعب أو أسخف نوع من التعب. لأنه فعلا لما تلاقي مشكلة بين اتنين خدام أو أنت مش عارف تحب أخوك، ما هي تقيلة على قلبك. أنت عندك تقعد تشقى في الخدمة أسهل لك من أنك مش عارف تتفاهم مع زميلك. فعلا نوع من التعب التقيل على القلب، او انه الورق اتعطل فمش عارف تعمل الكنيسة، ما هو برضو ده out of nowhere كده الخدمة واقفة، فبرضو دي مشكلة بايخة. غير انك انت بتحضر ولا بتقول ولا بتتعب او واقف تصلي، كل ده انت متعود عليه وقبله. فدايما ال troubles or the conflicts kind of labor not easily accepted. But you know if you are following Christ and you are just guided by the Holy Spirit you will accept all things easily. يعني الدنيا ماشية سهلة كويس، واقفة كويس، في حد ما مش عارف تتفاهم معاه هصلي وهتتحل بعد شوية، وهستغلط نفسي وتوب وهمشي كله هيمشي. رامي كنت هتقول حاجة؟ should be guided يا حبيب. Sometimes when labor is severe and you cannot stand it anymore, actually you need to have a break. But this kind of break should be supervised or guided by your father of confession or your spiritual guide. لأنه المسيح نفسه قال لي إليه سيب اللي في إيدك وتعالى الجبل، لأنه كان very much stressed. قال له سيب كل حاجة وتعالى لي الجبل. So sometimes it's very much needed. لما يبقى الواحد تعبان قوي stressed أو حتى exhausted، دي أو دي، مش دايما stressed بس، ممكن يبقى تعب physical.